All right. Welcome back to the Early Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. I was thinking of a song I wanted you to play before we got out of here.
Oh, no.
And it's a Christmas song. And it's I'll think about it.
Okay.
Man, Rand Paul.
What about the kook? Oh, man.
So Rand Paul is one of those people who is always talking about we don't need government, government subsidies, government this. It's too much government, all of those kinds of things. Yep. And then Kentucky got hit. And now guess what Rand Paul is saying?
Help. Send help. Yeah, man, please, send help.
What is that, man?
Oh, it's infuriating. It's that independent, that's not the word for them, but you know, that sort of independent political sect. They're like their own little party. They claim that they don't need anybody and that everything's about hard work. And that hardworking people will provide everything that we all need. It's delusional.
We don't need big government.
Nope. And, don't need it. Don't need FEMA.
And so they don't want to fund FEMA. And Republicans are quick to be the ones who don't want to fund FEMA. And now Rand Paul is talking about, he's the guy who talks about socialism. He's the guy. I'm a libertarian, you know, who voted in 2013.
And that's it. That's the word I was searching for. Libertarian. Thank you.
So he voted in 2013 not to send billions in federal relief aid to New Jersey victims of Hurricane Sandy, who voted in 2017 not to send billions in federal relief to the Texas victims of Hurricane Harvey. Who voted in 2017 not to send federal relief money to the Puerto Rico victims of Hurricane Maria.
Yep.
And who voted in 2019 not to appropriate billions in new relief money to several federal agencies. That guy.
It's the same attitude that saw Wisconsin legislators turning down billions in federal aid. We don't want it.
So now Rand Paul, because it's in his state, now he wants help from the federal government.
Yep.
But the other states that had the same kind of catastrophe happened to them, that he said no to those people. Now he somehow sees it through a different prism. You can't make this stuff up, man.
You really can't. You really can't. It's like they're just pretending, hoping, crossing their fingers that Americans are goldfish, that we're goldfish, and we just swim around eating, and we forget, you know, in one ear, out the other.
Well, that's it. Does he think people have forgotten when their needs came upon them? And also his colleagues who, when they needed it, and he was the voice that said no, you know.
He's counting on that.
And right, in those states, he should never open his mouth ever again.
It's
very frustrating.
He should
run and hide, huh?
It's very frustrating, man.
Yeah, man, he should run and hide. And
voters should hold him accountable.
You said what?
Voters should hold him accountable here.
Oh, well, you know.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But, you know, I don't know, man. Things don't have to be the way they are in the society. They really don't. And I don't wish any harm on anybody.
Of course not.
I just think that what Rand Paul has done, you know, when
people will die, people will die because of this lack of aid.
Well, so here's again, you know, my wish is that people who are in positions of leadership and power, forget, don't forget that we're talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter whether it's from your state or any state.
Whether they agree with you or not. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I want to do this, man. I want to wish everybody, because we're not on tomorrow. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. The merriest of Christmas, and always understand what the reason for the season is. And it doesn't matter how many toys you put under the tree.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how many trinkets you put under the tree. The real reason for this season is, listen to this, Evan. This is this is a crazy idea, right?
Okay.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Man, I was listening to last night, the Up North podcast had kind of a special episode where we had a pastor on, we played some Christmas music, you know, more than normal. We listened to some music, and then we had a discussion with the pastor about, you know, the meaning of these songs. And Oh Holy Night has been sort of stuck in my mind ever since. I mean, that's a radical song.
Oh Holy Night.
The lyrics of that song.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
That's the one. And it has some intensely social ideas in it.
You know, fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
That's the one.
You know, I mean, that was always one of my favorites. And so that's what it is, right? So when you're busy opening all of these gifts.
Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. I mean, there's some real stuff here.
So one last thing I want to say before we get out of here. Republicans, what do you say? We were told that there was not going to be anything on the shelves because of the...
Yeah, supply line, but Biden pulled it together here.
And so all of the stores are full to capacity.
We're killing it. We're ready.
They're not going to say anything about that. They're quiet.
That's right.
But that's what Grinches do, right? Thank you, Evan. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I'll see you on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Earl. Take care.